In the 1960s, a University of Illinois study looking at health outcomes for people in the Champaign-Urbana area uncovered something stark. The infant mortality rate for blacks in Champaign was double what it was for whites. That's according to Nancy Greenwald, who leads Promise Healthcare, which includes both a dental clinic and the Francis Nelson Health Center, which was created 50 years ago as a free medical clinic to address racial health disparities in Champaign County. Illinois Public Media's Christine Herman spoke with Greenwald about who Francis Nelson was and how the clinic has changed over the years.
Frances Nelson was a community leader in the African-American community who opened up her home to African-American kids that did not have one. So you can think of it sort of as like a large foster home and a response to a lack of access for a home for kids who didn't have one at the time. And then she passed away and her family moved away and the house sat vacant. And so separately, there was this healthcare access issue and movement to create a free clinic. And when it needed a home, it was the Optimist Club, a service organization like the Rotary or Kiwanis, that supported Francis Nelson in the 40s and then supported moving the free clinic into that home. And so it's interesting because people assume she did health care, was a nurse. She had her own service work, her own important work in the community. But we take that name to honor the legacy of what she did in the 40s.
Mm. How has the clinic evolved and changed since then? I mean, I imagine there's a lot.
There's a lot. Yeah, I've in getting ready for this, I've been blessed to be able to talk to a couple of the early leaders and read stories about how they've helped. They would provide care through volunteers and donations and dropped off supplies to about 30 people a week. And when I was talking to one of the former directors, she asked me, how many do we take care of a week? And it's about 900 patients a week. So the scale has changed. The mission is the same. We want a healthier community and equal access to care. But healthcare is changing. I mean, all of healthcare is changing really fast. And so the health center is very different than it was definitely in the origin days.
And what makes Francis Nelson's approach to healthcare different or unique compared to maybe some of the larger hospital systems or where someone might go for care elsewhere?
Well, I'm really lucky to be able to sort of focus on what happened in 1969 because it was people in the community who responded to a community issue and community need who created the health center. So it was the people most affected were creating the solution. And federally qualified health centers throughout the country today are charged with the expectation that active patients of your health center are on the board of directors. And so a majority of my board are patients of the health center, people who use the clinic, people who speak to what they need and provide that patient voice. And so from our origin days to today, the care we deliver is guided by and governed by patients who use the system.
So you mentioned when Francis Nelson was created, it was created to address a need that had been identified in the community. What needs, I guess, persist in our community when it comes to healthcare, and especially for underserved populations?
Well, the health center's busy, and we stay busy. And so people need care. They need primary medical care. In our community, access to dental care is a huge issue. We were very lucky to add a second dentist just a couple months ago, yet we stay completely busy and can't serve all the people who want to get there. I think the healthcare system's confusing for people. I think we need to, you know, at the health center, we want to try to remove barriers to care, whether that's having to schedule ways out. So we try to have same-day access to try to reduce barriers of transportation, health literacy, language.
You all have been asking people to share stories about their experiences with Francis Nelson over the years. What are some of the highlights of things that you've heard from people?
I was really tickled when a former patient and family stopped by and dropped off a story. So somebody who's, a lot of people I ask to write stories are people I know or, you know, are connected to the health center today. But this was just somebody who the health center meant a lot to them. It was access to care for them at a time when they couldn't have otherwise had access to care. And it was a note about how they raised a family with the great medical care that they received from the Francis Nelson Health Center.
That's Nancy Greenwald, Executive Director of Promise Healthcare, which includes the Francis Nelson Health Center. The 50-year celebration of the clinic takes place tonight at 5 o'clock at the clinic on Bloomington Road in Champaign. More information at willnews.org.